Washington, this is VOA News. Better weather helps searchers look for doomed Air Asia flight. Jury selection begins for Boston Marathon bomber trial. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Improving weather is helping search teams from several nations look for more bodies and debris from the crash of that Air Asia passenger jet in the Java Sea off Indonesia. As of late Monday, 37 bodies had been retrieved, along with several sections of the aircraft, which went down in a storm December 28th. But recovery teams are still struggling to reach what they believe to be the plane's tail section, where the aircraft's flight data recorders, so-called black boxes, are located. Forensic experts from Australia have been working with Indonesia to assist in identifying the bodies. There were 162 people on board the plane when it crashed. In Jakarta Monday, the Indonesian government suspended a number of aviation officials following the revelation that the Air Asia flight did not have the proper permits to fly the day it went down. Officials in Burundi say the army killed 95 rebels who poured across the border from eastern Congo last week. Two government soldiers are also killed. Government forces captured 9 of the rebels. The group to which they belong and the reason for their attack are still unclear. Jury selection for the trial of suspected Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev is underway. The process to select 12 jurors and 6 alternates started Monday as a 21-year-old accused killer sat beside his lawyers in the jury assembly room of the Boston, Massachusetts courthouse. Tsarnaev is charged with 30 offenses and the deaths of 3 people and injuries of 260 others and bombing at the finish line April 15, 2013. This is VOA News. Saudi officials say a suicide bomber killed 2 border guards and their commanding officer in an attack near the Iraqi border Monday. One of those killed was Saudi General Ouda al-Balawi, the senior border guard in Northern Borders Province, which covers most of Saudi Arabia's frontier with Iraq. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott is promising the Iraqi government more help to fight Islamic State militants. Phil Mercer has more.
On Monday, Tony Abbott made his first visit as Australia's Prime Minister to Baghdad and has promised his counterpart, Haider al-Abadi, that Canberra would do what it could to help defeat Sunni militants who've seized large parts of Iraq and neighbouring Syria. Mr. Abbott says the Iraqi people continue to be oppressed.
Iraq is a country which has suffered a very great deal. Most recently, the tumult, the dark age, which has descended upon northern Iraq as a result of the Daesh death cult.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
New Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says that President Barack Obama may need to re-examine his plan to withdraw all U.S. troops from the country by the end of 2016. In a television interview, Mr. Ghani said that deadlines should not be dogmas. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Monday Mr. Obama is not reconsidering the number of American troops he plans to keep in the country to advise and train Afghan troops over the next 2 years. There are now just under 11,000 military personnel there. The U.S. and its NATO allies entered their combat role in Afghanistan last week, with Afghan forces taking military control on New Year's Day. French President François Hollande is calling for sanctions on Russia to be lifted if there is progress in Ukraine. Lisa Bryant has more in Paris.
During a 2-hour radio interview, President François Hollande said sanctions imposed by Europe and the United States had not only hit Russia hard, but were also hurting the European economy.
Il faut parler à Poutine, je l'ai fait. Mais en même temps, il faut parler clairement.
Mr. Hollande told France Inter Radio that Europe should express what it wants clearly to Russian President Vladimir Putin. His actions must stop, he said, but there must also be no new sanctions, and those in place should be lifted if there is progress on Ukraine. That progress might happen next week when Ukraine and Russian leaders are expected to hold talks in Kazakhstan. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The sanctions were imposed last year over Moscow's annexation of Crimea, along with its support of separatist fighters in the eastern part of Ukraine. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.